petrified wood teaches modern science a lesson. That's next on today's Creation Moment. And now, here's our Creation Moments host, Ian Taylor.
How long does it take to petrify wood? Scientists who believe in those millions and billions of years that evolutionists are always talking about have never tested the answer to this question. They simply assumed that it must take hundreds of thousands of years to petrify wood. It wasn't until the 1970s that evolutionists and scientists bothered to explore this question. Bone, wood, and other once living materials become petrified when silica replaces the original organic material. It has always been assumed that silica is not very active at temperatures below the boiling point of water. And for the same reason, silica rock formations were thought to take thousands of years to form. In the early 1970s, a paper was published showing that silica crystals could be grown in backyard conditions in only 3 years. Well, this means that wood or bone can indeed turn into stone with only a few years. It also means that rock formations, once thought to take thousands of years to form, could have been formed in a relatively short time. All that you need are silica and water. Here is an example of how belief in evolution has retarded science. If no one had ever questioned the long ages claimed by evolution, we would still be ignorant about how silica works in nature around us. This research also helps uphold the Bible's claim that the earth and life have only been around for thousands, not millions of years. The truth of God's word thus remains unchallenged.
To read thousands of short radio scripts like the one you heard today, ask us about our popular line of devotional books, Letting God Create Your Day. Call us toll-free at 1-800-42-BIBLE.